Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how Land Academy works from everywhere and anywhere. I'm happy to report, because that was one of the, I honestly sat down as a real estate professional in the mid to late 90s and said, in a huff, in disgust, how can I solve this ridiculous, inefficient process of buying, selling real estate? I know it's profitable. I know it's like within my skill set. Everybody's running around like a chicken with their head cut off, doing these real estate deals without any real organization, and everybody's unhappy. And so this is kind of what this is all about, for me anyway. Jill probably has completely something else to say. Before we get into it though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Matt asks, I have a property under contract that is no doubt a residential deal. Buy for six, sell for 12,
thousand.
I think. Buy for 6,000, sell for 12,000, I think. But it's zoned commercial general, which doesn't have any residential uses under the zoning except potentially mixed use with a planned development permit required. My general understanding of any deal as a residential lot is only made more valuable with commercial zoning. Before I pull the trigger on this, does anyone have any experience to say, yes, go ahead, go for it, or no, this could potentially be a problem? The properties in California, from the town zoning map, it looks like three residential properties to my right are supposed to be zoned commercial. So I imagine they don't have any trouble zoning it back down to residential. I wonder if they changed the zoning since those houses were built. That's my first thought. I'm wondering how urban that area is.
When this happens, we jump up and down in our office. This is a very, 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 very positive thing. I can't think of any circumstance off the top of my head, although I'm sure there is a couple somewhere, where commercial zoning, not industrial, but commercial zoning is a negative thing when you're buying a house. All it does is widen your choices for how you can sell it. You know, Jill and I, we have a couple of properties under contract that are zoned commercial, but they're existing as single family residences. So, and it's like when you really dig into what's possible there on this lot, it's insane. Sometimes you can build a 10-unit apartment building. Sometimes, he says mixed use here. Mm-hmm. Mixed use is great. A mixed use building is like, there's retail on the bottom, restaurants or whatever, convenience store, and then above it there's apartments. Maybe there's office. Sometimes there's office condos. Maybe there's residential condos. There's a lot of options. So developers run around looking for this stuff. This is a very, very, very positive thing, Matt. In fact, my guess is if you did this deal or do this deal and it works the way I think it's going to work, this might become your business model. We have people in our group who seek these transactions out. And then finally, my last comment here is there's this concept of zoning down, and you referred to it a little bit. What you said was, well, maybe I can zone it back into a residential. You never want to do that, because then you'd have to get it into commercial, which is zoning up, which is incredibly difficult. It's not so hard to zone down. It's very difficult to zone up. So without getting into a tremendous amount of detail, you found yourself in a pretty good spot here. I would move forward.
I would too, and celebrate that and put that in your posting. That's the whole point here. Your buyer has so many options. What do you want to do? There's houses here, so this is most likely you can make this happen. You want to go bigger? You're ready for it.
I'd put it in the title.
Exactly.
House for sale, zoned commercial, whatever it is, yep. C, whatever. And watch how fast that happens.
Correct.
It'll sell that day. I would put it on the MLS, and I would put it on LoopNet, by the way, which is where all the commercial real estate is. It's the closest things we have to a commercial MLS. Today's topic, how Land Academy works from everywhere and anywhere. This is the meat of the show. When I sat down in the mid-90s, and I was just more frustrated than, well, a lot of you are listening to this because you're frustrated with how your real estate career is going or want to get into it. I came off of one of the most complicated real estate transaction types ever known in this country, long-term care. Buy a nursing home and resell it to somebody, a new owner who's a chain or an operator or somebody who's got an idea of what that asset can become. So not only are you selling a piece of real estate, you're selling the business with it, and you need the federal government's approval, the state government's approval. You're almost always working with the lender because it's a multi-million dollar deal. If you're an operator of these things, you don't ever pay cash. Maybe somebody else does. So maybe one person's buying it, one person's leasing it. Now you're introducing a lease into the situation, and it's a long-term triple net lease. So on and on. I don't need to. There's like 10 more things I can say about why these deals are complicated and they take a year.
We're already overwhelmed. It's okay.
They take a year to do, and they almost always die because after a year, everybody changes their mind. So I sat there in frustration after successfully doing a chain of these things and making a fairly large fee, almost $1 million in commission fee, which I earned, by the way, and saying, you know, what do I want to do with the rest of my life, or what do I want to do next anyway? I know how to do these deals. I want to be an owner investor. I hate the idea of being an agent and having my life controlled by a buyer and a seller and a lender and everything else. How can I make this simple? And I want to do it from the back of a yacht because I expected to be successful at this, which is really what this topic's about. So I came up with sending a blind offer to somebody who owns a piece of land that they're never going to use, ever, for a very small amount of money, just to see if they want to sell it. And I did, and it worked. And what it is, almost 2020 now, or 16,000 deals later, we'll buy, it's November, 2019, the time we're recording this, we will have done, this month, we'll buy well over 45 properties. And I don't know how many we'll sell, at least probably not as many, but because we're building up our inventory for next year. So this thing works.
I don't want to make you sound old, but I just like to point out, do you realize it's over 30 years you've been doing this?
Wow.
I know. Talk about.
30. Yeah, it
talk
is.
About. Yeah, it's about 30. I just did the math.
It's about 30.
It's over 30.
It is 30.
It is.
Next it's year it'll
over
be 30.
30s. Over 30, because you just started in the 90s.
Well, 20 years in the 2000s and then 10 years. I started in the, like 1992, 91. That's 30 years.
That's more than 30 years. Now we're talking almost 40 years.
All right, math whiz.
Sorry. Is it more than 30 years? Wait, 99, 2000 and... All right, anyway. All right.
Information
it's a long time.
And inspiration.
Math? No math. No, I'm just kidding.
Jill,
it's
you're
a long time.
Jill's a pilot. And
I could do
a physicist.
I'm like, maybe
and
my. All right.
It's just a show and the bright lights and the weather.
Yeah, it's a light in my face. I can't do math. Just kidding.
So, to even make it better, I honed in on this after a while. I'm like, all right, now I don't have to be in a location anymore because this, you know, as the time this all progressed, cell phones became into a play. This is all before the internet that I started this. Then we finally we're plugging computers into phone lines and then eventually cable lines, and now the computer's on your phone. So it just got easier and easier and easier. And then there's these data sets that you can access, like RealQuest and now DataTree. And it continues to get better. Then the connectivity continues to get better, and the ways to buy property continue to get better. Now we have everybody's phone number. You know, it's getting better and better. And the result of that is you can do this from anywhere. We have multiple members in multiple countries, in multiple continents, actually, successfully doing this. Jill and I just had a conference call with some people in Ireland that are successfully foreclosing on some property that they've identified as a great deal. And they had a conference call to confirm that we think that's a great deal. And I couldn't have said better things. It's a father-son team, and I love to see that. Go ahead.
I love this. This is one of the things that when we got together and you proposed this business model to me to get involved in, I'm like, what do you mean we can do this from anywhere? It's the greatest thing. All I need is a laptop. I mean, that's really, and if I do it all wrong, I could do stuff on my phone if I had to, by the way. But really, all I need is a laptop and an internet connection, because I can get, if I'm traveling, I can get to a printer and a scanner. There's Kinko's or a version of Kinko's everywhere. I can figure that out. I can go
in
to
every hotel.
Every hotel is a business center. I can make this work if I had to. And that's the beauty of it. I know you did this for quite some time, literally on the back of a boat with a good printer and a good scanner.
Yep.
And your laptop.
for a decade.
Exactly. I think that's the greatest thing. And I was watching someone just the other day on social media celebrating, like, I just did it. I just took a trip.
Yeah.
My business didn't miss a beat. And I'm like, yay, isn't that the greatest thing? And I think a lot of people, I don't want to, you know, this is, it's just a perk to what we do. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it, but if you need to, you can. It's just so nice. You know, and with your staff, so many of us in our business model have remote staff. We have VAs in other countries. We have Pat Live, who's not next to us. We don't talk. And maybe you outsource somebody doing your deeds, things like that. You can do online recording. There's so much.
When you really think about our business model, both houses and land, here's the steps. You gather some data. You can do that for the back of a boat. You can do that wherever your laptop is at 24/7. You gather some data, identify a market where you think people want to sell property and people want to buy it. Send the data out. All of this is outsourced because you send the data straight to O2O and they put it all together for you and send it into the mail, the physical mail. You can do that from Japan or anywhere you want. People eventually, after 2 weeks, are going to respond to what you sent in the mail. They're going to call somebody like Pat Live, not you. Pat Live is going to sort out which sellers are real and which ones aren't, and you're going to get a list, an email list every night of this person's real. You're going to wake up the next day or whatever and time zone is compliant for the seller, and you're going to call them. You're going to have a few days or a week of calling people, which is really what Jill deals with or her staff now. And you're going to put a deal together. When it's together and signed, you're going to send it to an escrow agent, which you can do from anywhere. And the escrow agent, while you manage them, will sell the deal, will close the deal. While that's happening, you're setting it up for marketing, which you can do from anywhere. And either you're going to either get it on the MLS or go through social media or send it to one of your contacts that you've already established that's going to renovate the property or the house. So it just takes a bunch of organization and willpower and some discipline. There's no reason to ever really go see an asset.
That's the best part.
Especially with land.
That's the funny part. I think people can't wrap their head around. You don't have to see it. And yeah. We do it with houses too. So it's, but you don't have to.
So it's just one of the probably 50 perks of this business model. So coming full circle here and to wrap this up, I sat there like in a huff trying to figure out what's to create the perfect real estate investment environment. Or business back in the 90s. And I can go be a residential real estate agent. I can be a commercial real estate developer. I can, there's just 100 different ways you can go. I could be a syndication person raising capital for people that want to go do that other stuff and take a fee. I could be a hard money lender. I could be a bank lender. I could be a bank REO specialist. The list goes on and on and on. All of that involves having a boss, or most of it anyway, using someone else's money, which is not that big of a deal if you do it correctly, but really it requires presence, all of it, with the exception of just being a true private investor, which is what this is. Then you pour on top of it the fact that you can start with 500 or 1,000 bucks. So we're kind of running out of time here, but I couldn't come up with a better business model back then, and I still can't come up with one now. We still always come back to, no matter what we do, Parcel Fact or these tech projects we have, or even Land Academy itself, we're still always come back to buying and selling real estate.
Yep.
I guess that was the Steve show.
You did very well. It is. Thank you. Happy you could join us today. Remember, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are right here on the Land Academy show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can find us over on the House Academy show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy show is how to price your house offer campaign. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Super simple instructions tomorrow on how to price an offer campaign that'll get the results as you want.
The Land Academy show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listeners. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.